Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Oh, boy.
We got a show for you.
Yeah, we do.
A show filled with celebrity and entertainment news that you can use. Now, Frank and I are here in our studio in L.A., of course, but Chewy and the Atlanta crew all dishing with you from
Hola.
Home. Hey, everybody.
What up?
Hey, what's up?
All right, so later on, did Stedman Graham steal Oprah's bread?
Ooh.
We're not talking from her bank account. I know, I'll explain. And it seems like Kris Jenner has no problem keeping up with her younger man, Corey Gamble, in the bedroom.
Yeah.
30-year age difference. And our friend Andrew Freund talked to Tracy Ellis Ross, Dakota Johnson, and Ice Cube about their new movie, High Note. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, it looks like Azalea Banks is out here lighting the internet up. Usually they wanted to go away, but this weekend they summoned her like the Kraken, and she came out and just started doing stuff. So she was dragging Doja Cat, Nicki Minaj, and Azalea dropped the bomb about the homie Dave Chappelle. Now, she went on a big old long IG rant spilling some tea, but it was like mad profanity in it, so we're going PG-13 it up. And here's what she said. I have actually slept with a lot of very powerful men. I should ruin your lovely marriage. I should tell the world that we had intercourse. Why am I keeping secrets from y'all men for? No, Dave Chappelle can have sex with me again. That was some good black.
You really did click. Hey, Headcrack, I'm impressed.
Wait,
you literally got
it
because I heard the real audio.
Yeah. Thank God. I tried my best. It was hard to do.
That was a big climax at the end because she was like, I'm not going to tell, even though I should. Y'all don't support me. Dave Chappelle. Like, damn. She just dropped his name in there.
It was the equivalent of doing a Yelp review where you trash the place initially and then you give it 5 stars at the end.
Right. Exactly.
So, Heidi, is it fair to assume that Azalea Banks will be the topic of Dave Chappelle's next comedy special, or should he ignore?
I mean, I don't think he'll talk about her, but I really, and I think every guy watching right now and every guy in this and at home, Headcrack Gear, everybody, I think a woman could talk so much crap about you, but if she ends all that trash talking with, he got good penis, so you'd be like,
Right.
I actually call my wife over. Could you hear that?
All right, y'all. Moving on. It looks like Scooter Braun may still have to watch out for Taylor Swift, y'all. Now, Taylor's fans, the Swifties, believe that possibly Taylor or her brother Austin may have secretly done a cover of her hit song, Look What You Made Me Do, and dropped it on an episode of the show Killing Eve as a way to get back at Scooter. Now, who, by the way, owns all of her old songs? So Taylor is not allowed to re-record them herself until later this year. Now, the cover was sung by a male singer, and Taylor celebrated the occasion by posting the clip on her Twitter, crediting Jack Leppards and the Dolphin Club with the cover. Okay, now, y'all, get this. The band does not exist, okay? And not only that, her brother Austin's old name used to be the Dolphin Club, and the song was produced by Nils Joberg, a.k.a. Taylor's alter ego. What y'all think?
That's brilliant if she did it that way.
Brilliant.
Okay, Chewy, so if Taylor did this, was this like a sneaky way for her to re-release her music without having to consult with Scooter or pay him any money?
Hell yeah! Taylor found the loopholes in the fine print in the contract. Like, she worked around all that stuff, and I think a lot of artists could learn something from Taylor on how she handled this situation and how she's doing this, man. She's real slick.
People do this all the time. Didn't Michael Jackson buy Paul McCartney's Beatles songs?
The catalog. Yeah. After having a conversation with him about it. Like, oh, really? I should buy, like, you know, catalogs? Okay. And then he bought his.
Yeah, I know.
All right, y'all. Well, it's
was a
seems like Kris Jenner is keeping up with her boyfriend, Corey Gamble, y'all. Who lost you wearing this little man out? Okay, well, in a scene. So, in a bonus scene from Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kris is gushing to her friend about her young boyfriend, who's about 39 years old, Corey Gamble. And she's basically saying that something must be wrong with her because she's always in the mood for some good loving. Check it out.
I don't know what's happening, but I think there's really something wrong with me. Why do you say that? Because I'm always in the mood. Get it? In the mood?
You're such a bad girl. I'm so happy for you.
I don't know what's happening, but I don't think it's normal.
Corey is the luckiest man in the world.
Man, I just picture Eartha Kitt from Boomerang. Corey, I'm not wearing any panties, Corey.
Oh my God. But you know what? He getting paid, so good luck to him, honey. Congratulations.
He's getting paid?
He's probably getting paid, yeah. But guess what? He's also with a really famous woman who loves him a lot, and she likes to have a whole bunch of sex. It seems like a win-win all the way around for me. Like, Brad, what do you think?
Right.
Now, Kris is 63 years old. Corey is 39 years old. Is it shocking that her sex drive is, like, still insane like this?
No, I'm not mad at all. Every woman is different. Maybe her drive didn't come until later, and he does it for her, so he might as well keep doing it to her and her do it to him, and they just be happy. That's how I feel. Gary, don't be a hater.
I just have one question. When's that sex tape coming out? Because that'd be a bombshell.
Oh, you waiting on that sex tape? Yeah. I don't know about that. I don't want to see their mom have sex.
Now, Portia, Mama Diane is hot. She's your mom. She's PJ's grandma.
Yeah.
Would you care if Mama Diane dated a younger man and then told you all about what it was like?
Number one, I wouldn't care if she dated a younger man, but my mom is in a relationship. Right. And, you know, I'm sure she's still having sex and stuff like that. I just don't need to hear about it.
Wait, doesn't she live with you?
She does, but she still goes to her house on the weekend sometimes or whatever. And, like, to me...
Okay, so she's not your house.
Sex is allowed in this house, okay? Only people banging
that's
in this house.
That house.
It's in the room across the hall, okay? Yeah, she gotta go home. She can't even have a door closed, okay? Leave your door open.
Oh, my God.
Well, I can totally relate to this next story. Yes, you know, believe it or not, I had to block a few women from my social media.
Oh, yeah, right.
Same. Same, Frank, same. High five, bro.
I know. Me and you, Chewy.
Yeah.
Well, Brielle Bierman, she is the daughter of Kim Zolciak Bierman, and she's claiming that her ex-boyfriend, MLB star Michael Kolpeck, has blocked her from contacting him. And she said, "I want to keep in touch because I'm not a bitter ex. I actually am super happy for my exes and what's going on in their lives, but it's them. They blocked me, and it's like, you blocked me. And it's like, damn, did I hurt you that bad that you don't want to see my stuff anymore? I want to be friends still."
Apparently she's the problem.
Portia, he is married now.
Okay.
Is he wrong for blocking her?
I feel like this. Don't ever block me, okay? Like, I get to block you because 9 times out of 10,
that's not how it works.
This is damn sure a double standard over here. No, you don't block me, I block you.
If your ex moves on, this is a question basically to everybody. If your ex moves on, do you want to see their photos with another
person?
No, I do not.
Yes.
No,
I do. Really?
It's cool to look, but, like, not in a stalky kind of way. Like, I just like to compare the quality of life.
Right, again. Like, you dodged a bullet. Or, damn.
I prefer to think that you're dead.
Damn.
Dead.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, find out why Oprah, honey, had to check her man's statement for stealing. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, now this is something we all can relate to with us being in quarantine life. So Oprah posted this video on social media along with her adopted daughter, Sade and Thando, confronting Stedman about eating the last of the banana bread. And y'all, it just seemed like Stedman did not give a damn. Check it out.
Did you have the last of the banana bread?
Hello.
Hello, Stedman.
It was so good.
He was trying to establish his dominance.
Right.
This actually happened in our house. My mom made a peach cobbler, right? So she was practicing, and she was like, okay, I'm going to perfect the peach cobbler. Made the peach cobbler. Got you, right? I had one piece. So the next day, I'm like, okay, I want to eat the rest of the peach cobbler. Let me get another piece.
Right.
Peach cobbler gone.
Now, where was it?
Peach cobbler was gone. We searched in the outside refrigerator, inside refrigerator, and it ended up being my mom's friend who came over and ate the rest of the peach cobbler. He said he could have the rest.
Did you guys see Stedman's reaction? He was like, yeah, I ate the banana bread and what? Like, what are you going to do? I ate all of it. And do you think this is revenge for Oprah making him sleep in the guest house for 2 weeks, y'all?
Possibly. And then also, like, you know, Stedman is like, yo, I've been here the longest. These chicks are new.
Right.
You're like, he sat there proudly, like Sylvester, whenever he would eat Tweety Bird and the old lady would walk in. He was smiling.
But you know what? I was waiting for Oprah to come from behind the camera and say, I love bread. I like bread. And then see what he's going to say. It's time for...
What the fashion?
Yes, baby. And Congolese designer Hanifa, founder of Hanifa Clothing, recently took the fashion world by storm with her innovative, futuristic 3D fashion show. Take a look.
Ooh.
Oh, this
that was so good.
Oh, she is onto something. Yo. Oh, okay, I like that.
Dope.
I think that she has the industry shaking in their boots. I feel like this will definitely be a part of, I can see this Chanel doing this. I can see Kanye having some invisible homeless people wearing his clothes. This is going to be the trend.
This is
okay?
cute.
Some wins out there.
No race, no gender. You know what I'm saying?
It sure is.
It's like you have to be black, white. You can put whatever you want in that body, whatever face and color of skin you want. I love this.
What was the best looking one of you, Gary?
I mean, one of them, I mean, they were all nice and stuff, but it just kind of it made me feel a little bit, you know, I just wasn't feeling all American. Because it was one that just had a big butt and it reminded me of Portia, and I just didn't think that was an all American girl.
Baby, this is the all-American body. And guess what? If this wasn't the all-American body, before quarantine, after quarantine, everybody coming out thick just like this.
Hello.
She's on to something.
Yeah. All right, y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Yup, and today is the Palm Energy 5-Piece Ultimate Heat Therapy Set. If you've been looking for a quality heating pad, look no further. This neck and shoulder pad helps relieve neck tension, upper back stiffness, and soothes headaches, chest, and stomach pains.
The pad heats up quickly.
Yo, it sure does, Gary. And you can experience relief for up to 2 hours before the heat gradually cools down back to room temperature.
Wow, this is amazing, head crack. I mean, you can even use these when traveling? How many come in the pack?
Well, the gift pack includes 2 rocket packs, 1 back pouch, 1 neck and shoulder pad, and 1 back pad. Also, the set's available in blue or purple.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of pads. Head crack, how much is this?
Are y'all ready for this? Because usually this could run you about $250. But for the Dish Nation family, it's only $29.
Just go to save.com
and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. Coming up, Andrew Freund sits down with my niece underneath Tracy Ellis Ross, Ice Cube, and the rest of the cast, honey, to talk about their new film, honey, The High Note, right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here with the cast of The High Note. But first, she's an actress. She's a songstress. She's also the Grand Dama of ABC. I'm going to call you the Grand Dama of ABC. That's right. You'll take it, right?
I will totally take that.
I was reading on Instagram, actually, your stepsister the other day posted something that she always knew you were a singer because she would hear you singing in the shower. So now that the world can hear you sing, how does it feel?
It's really exciting. I mean, I always wanted to sing. It was a childhood dream, and I just dropped my first single. That is crazy. I walked through something that was really terrifying to me, and I feel the freedom that comes on the other side of that. And it's also the message of the movie.
What's some of the crazier things you've seen people ask their assistants to do?
Oh, man. I don't think I can say those things in real life.
It's a lot. If you could shadow anyone in real life and be their assistant, who would you want to shadow and why?
Well, maybe I just watched the Michelle Obama documentary, and I'm maybe her, just for a day, just because, what a woman.
Can we both be Michelle Obama's assistants?
For sure.
Yeah, when we first see you in the film, you know, your character, you're smooth, you're hitting on Dakota. But I want to know, is that you in real life? Are you that smooth operator in real life?
No. You know those how-tos that you can Google on the internet? I said, how to pick up a girl.
Okay.
I am like, I have no game, zero, zip.
What do we got to do to get you some game?
Give me a script. Tell me what to say. Give me circumstances when it's written in that she has to like me. The end. Otherwise, I'm in quarantine, round two.
You play a manager in this film, but if you could manage any artist in real life, who would you want to manage and why?
Man, please, I don't need that headache. Nobody. Nobody. I mean, I play Jack. He's a great guy, handling a diva. Superstar, you see, even in 2 hours, he got his hands full, let alone, you know, a whole career, you know, every day. I'm good.
Let's talk about Grace for a second, because you've done some homages to your mom in years past, like you did the Work That Body video. Is Grace kind of an homage to your mom in a way?
In no way is it an homage to my mom. And I understand the curiosity, and I get it. Like, I get it. But no, you know, it's interesting. The script was so well written, and Flora describes that she really kind of made Grace Davis a combination of all different kinds of larger than life women. And because the written word, like what was on the page, was so good, I really didn't have to look anywhere else for something to inspire me. So no mom in this, just Grace Davis.
Thank you, Tracy. I loved the movie. It was so fun.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tracy.
Bye.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Yes. All right.
What's up?
As we're all experiencing, you know, social distancing is really rough. It's rough for just the regular person, but it's especially rough if you've got somebody in a nursing home because they're limiting visitors. You can't just go see your mom, your dad, your grandpa. Right. Well, check this out.
Can't go.
This is kind of cool. Somebody came up with the idea of wearing an inflatable ballerina hippo costume so that they could go visit their mom in their nursing home and give her a hug. Now, the one size fits most costume is one of the best sellers. It's on HalloweenCostumes.com, even at $120. Now, Frank, would you do this? You lost your mom a couple years ago, and imagine she's in a nursing home and COVID's happening. You just want to see her. Would you become a hippo ballerina, Frank?
Yeah, definitely. I would go visit my dad. He's still around.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'd wear the hippo costume, and I'd stand outside of his window. And then when he looks outside, I'd do a little slow wave at him. Then when he looks away, I'll hide. And then I'll go inside. And I saw a hippo outside. I'm like, you're losing it, Dad. Sign over the power of attorney.
Now, Gary, as I was doing the story and looking at this costume, I feel like if there was something a little sexier about this hippo, this could potentially be your Halloween costume.
Gary.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know, Heidi, I always wanted to wear a tutu without my thong on, and I would love to be that little hippo. That would be my costume, baby.
I can't wait.
My favorite part of the video is in the very end when they're hugging and the breeze catches the tutu and blows it up a little bit.
It's like a Marilyn Monroe moment.
It is cute.
Yeah. When we come back to work, Gary, can you please have to wear this? Like, this would be what I want you to dish in.
Oh, yes. And I can give everybody a hug.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.